Triple M this morning with Bodge. It's 9:45. It's the weekend. What's on? Thanks to Port City Harley Davidson. And that was the little man with the big voice, Leo Sayer. I've had a look at the entertainment news. You probably don't remember Bubbles because he's been retired since about 2005. But do you remember Michael Jackson had that little chimp fella that was his mate? He's been retired for a long time. He lives in Florida at a retirement village for chimps that have been in entertainment, and he never wanted the limelight. He's very shy, is Bubbles, but he's tapped into his artistic side. You know, it's been a while now since MJ left us. He wasn't in the will, by the way, Bubbles. Nothing was left to him, which was a little bit of a shock to him. I don't think he really took that too well. But what he's got is there's this exhibition, which is, chimps that paint, basically. So they've put him in it, and they're like, well, you know, get your paintbrush out, your easel. And, you know, he's got real excited, of course. His paintings apparently go for about $200 to $2,000, which he's sold a few of them, and he's quite happy with the results. A lot of the money's, of course, going to his rent, because apparently it costs about $22,000 per year to house. So rentals in Florida, especially at a retirement village, you know, a paradise. I mean, it's not cheap, is it? So it's nice to see Bubbles getting back on the train after, you know, losing his best mate, Michael Jackson. We got the Big O coming up. 30 years since Roy Orbison was put into the Rock and Roll and Songwriters Hall of Fame. Damien Leith's got a show on at the Glass House tonight, celebrating the great man. That's coming up. A bit of Jimmy Barnes as well, right here on Triple M Mid-North Coast.